Blog Talk Radio.
No need for multiplication or long division, no subtraction or any other type of mathematics. Just trust in Yahweh's word and what he say will happen. It's the delight of my soul, the only thing that controls. This is the sweetest the road that I ate in this hole. You know it's the Almighty, the one who's always right. The usually the light in the sky, you know it's day. And then it's night when the lesser light shines. It's the most sublime, the most profound, the illest sound ever around this town, around this globe. It be the Torah of Yahweh Elohim. Do you understand the things that I speak in these days of the last to come past, when these people about to fall off the earth like grass with it, like the flower age? You know how it is these days. You have getting played, being so live of age, but my words they spray proclaim my most high name. And you know how it is, we ain't playing no games. Now you give me this word, so it beats the fire. And y'all be like, whoa, word up. Tell me that you could ever test black. Never that, step back. Don't let me grab the cat. Quickly they go, click to the clack. Y'all can't see how it all comes all into one meaning of truth. It be Yahweh, I'm up in the booth, doing what I do, teaching my youth. Y'all cats better know the truth in here. There's no spears, there's no squares, there's only one Yahweh, the Elohim. I'm the son, it's Yahweh lock, and I'm done.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving our praise and honor to the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another day, bringing to you his great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of truth. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth, but Yah ordained me to tell you the truth, so this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is there and is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king. He's our judge. He's our lawgiver. And Yah is our only savior. And not just of Israel. Yah is the only savior of the world. And once again, I praise the mighty Yah for allowing us to bring to you his great exalted words, even the words of truth. Yesterday, we dealt with teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. It is the main thing. It is the chief thing. Therefore, with all thy getting, get understanding. And here, we want to learn how to number our days, especially since we are in the last days. Today, our people, many of our people, don't know who they are, don't know what tomorrow will bring and hold for them. They don't know that they are in the land of their enemies. They feel like they are. The various behaviors and actions of the inhabitants of the land is against them, and particularly the government, but yet they still don't know. And then many of our people who supposed to know, who woke up to the fact that they are Israel, they also are very limited in the knowledge in helping our people, and particularly helping them number their days. And this is what we did yesterday to help teach you. We showed yesterday that there are only 7 different days that one has to concern themselves with for the week. In these 7 different days, Yahweh will do something different every day, so you will know the difference between one day and another. Today, our people don't know one day from the other unless it's on a calendar. This is the only way they know. But they don't know from the very signs. You take these calendars away, our people will be right back in the dark ages. Furthermore, we pointed out in the scriptures that it is only 7 different years. Once again, our people don't know one year from the next. All they do is go from year to year to year to year to year to year with no end in sight. But Yahweh has an end to his years, and it's called the 7th year. It's called a Sabbath year. He has an end to the week, and it's called a Sabbath day. And little do people know, even Yahweh has an end to a year, not just a week, not just every 7 years, but he also have an end to a year. And what is a year in the scriptures? A year in the scriptures is from the first month through the 7th month. And you may ask yourself, well, then why do we have 12 months? I thought you teach that it's 12 months in a year. Well, it is 12 months until you get to another year. The Almighty let us know the year ends in the seventh month and begins in the month of Abib. And in between that time is 5 months in which the Most High called winter. And then the first 7 months he called summer. And we're going to show you these things. Now, why is that important? Because we're talking about teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Here it is. We got people talking about our 400-year captivity, whether it's up or not, whether they're talking about Egypt or not, whether we've been here 500 years, 600 years, or however many years they say we've been in the land of our enemies here in America. But they're not using any facts nor scriptural evidence at all. And particularly those who say that we're not under a 400-year captivity today. They say that happened in Egypt, even though we were in Egypt 430 years. And those who will say, well, our time is up, we only have a couple more years left, are they using the heathen's calendar? Because they're not familiar with how Yahweh count years. And as a result, they are doing something that Yahweh told us not to do in the book of Jeremiah, the 10th chapter. And let us turn there so you can see for yourself. This is what Yahweh said. In the book of Jeremiah, the 10th chapter, the very first verse. Hear ye the word which Yahweh speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. Thus says Yahweh, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven. For the heathen are dismayed at them. This is directly going against the Most High when we begin to talk like the heathens and use the very signs that they say and the years as they say. And here at the house of Israel, we don't. We strictly go by what thus says Yah. And I'm going to show you thus says years and months and what they represent, their meaning, their purpose. And one particular day, Yahweh would do certain things on this particular time, not just day, but this particular time that our people are not familiar with. And today, I want you to become very familiar with it. Because you're going to understand how to number your days. You're going to understand how to apply your heart unto wisdom. And what is the wisdom? The wisdom are the very laws, the very statutes, the very judgments of the Most High. There's a reason why the Creator said this in the book of Exodus. And I want you to write these things down, because you're going to see something that no one else is teaching. In the book of Exodus, that's where we're going to start. Exodus, the 12th chapter. And watch what this says. And Yahweh spake unto Moshe and Aharon in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. And what is this month? Our people tell you this month is called a moon. And this moon, or the month, just merely mean moon. So when they read this, it shall be the first moon of the year to you. And then you ask them, you scratch your head and say, okay, what is this moon? And they will tell you it's a crescent. Well, brothers and sisters, the word crescent is not in a book at all. You'll never see the word crescent in the scriptures. You won't see no phase in the scriptures at all. Not full moon, not half moon, not quarter moon, no phase of the moon. We know it go through phases, but you won't see it in the scriptures. But this is what they will say. Well, if that's true, then you show it in the scriptures. That's all. There are months that will follow the very first month. And Yahweh wanted you to know the very first month, the month that begins all months. And I'm going to show you what that month is. And not only is going to begin all months, it's the first month of the year unto you. And why is it the first? Because it was made first. It was made first. It was created first. And let me show you where and when and at what time it was made, it was created, and it was born. For there's a time to be born. If you go to the book of Genesis, the first chapter, now watch, you're going to see, you're going to hear a regular theme. The beginning of months. The first month of the year unto you. Just keep that on your mind, the first, the beginning. Genesis. And what do the word Genesis mean? Well, it comes from the Hebrew word Bereshit, which means beginning. Since it's the first month, since it's the beginning of months, well, let's go to the beginning to see when the beginning of months was born. When the first month was born. A lot of people say, how do you know the first month? What is the sign of the first month? Well, let me show you in scriptures. I don't have to wait till a certain night come in to point to the sky and say, that's it. No, I'm going to show you in the word of Yah. And watch what it says. Now, you're going to see this is very relevant to our scriptures or relevant to our discussion. Watch what this says in the book of Genesis, the first chapter. Keep remembering that word first and beginning. Watch what this says in Genesis, the first chapter, in the 14th verse. And Elohim said, let there be lights in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs, for seasons, for days and years, these lights. And watch what it says. And let them be for lights in the firmament of heaven to get light upon the earth, and it was so. And Elohim made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, the lesser light to rule the night. And he made the stars also. So if you want to talk about the moon, you can also call it what Yahweh called it in the beginning, the lesser light. But you will never see where Yahweh would call the lesser light a month. He never called no lesser light no month at all. He never called no stars no month. This is an erroneous teaching that was passed down from our enemies, because they are a night people, not a light people. And watch what the scriptures say. And Elohim set them in the firmament of heaven to give light upon earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And Elohim saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. So when the sun, the moon, and the stars was born, when they were made, when they were created, he brought them forth on the fourth day. And if you recall, when we went over the fourth day, that's where I started with. I started with the fourth day first. Then I went to the fifth, the sixth, the seventh, the first, the second, and then concluded with the third. But I started at the fourth first. And why? Because this is when our months began, on the fourth day. This was the first month of the year. This was the beginning of our months. This was the first season of our year. This was the beginning of the year on this fourth day, because that's the day that Yahweh caused it, made it, created to be born. And all of us have our day that we were born on. All have our day of birth. And the years was born on the fourth day. Now, why is that significant? Well, you're going to see why this is so very important. We also went over the fact that on the fourth, what it represents. We pointed out that it represents Yahweh's praise. And that's very to know, because Yahweh wants his praise. But that's not all it represents. In representing Yahweh praise, Yahweh wanted this to represent his beginning. Even though there was a first day and a second day and a third day before the fourth day, he wanted to begin. He wanted to be first when it comes to the months, when it comes to the years, when it comes to the days of the months. And he wanted you all. He wanted the world to know that he first won his praise. This is why I was born on the fourth. And to show you that he wanted this first, watch why this is so relevant to our people and to this discussion of teach us to number our days. Watch this. If you go to the book, of Psalms. Psalms 113. Just want you to see this. Here it is on the fourth day. In the beginning. Of the year. The first month of the year. The light was born. For our signs, seasons, days, and years. But watch this. Psalms 113. I want you to see this. Some of you might not have seen as we've been reading these scriptures. First verse, praise ye Yah. Praise, O ye servants in Yah. Praise the name of Yah. Blessed be the name of Yah from this time forevermore. And watch this third verse. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, Yah's name is to be praised. Now, why did Yahweh, since most of our people, the mass majority of our people believe that a day is from evening unto evening, why did Yahweh propose that when you are to praise him, it's from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same? He could have said from the rising of the sun until the next rising of the sun. No, he didn't even say that. He could have said from evening unto evening, and he didn't say that. He said from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. Yah's name is to be praised. Now, scriptures say praising when he desired to be praised. Now, the reason why this is done, when do you think the sun was made? When do you think the lights was made, period? It was made on the 4th. And as a result of being raised, made on the 4th, Yahweh wanted us to praise him from the rising of the sun. And why the rising of the sun? Because the sun comes first. Yahweh don't want us to praise him when the sun going down, then we didn't praise him. He want us to do it from the beginning of the day, the first part of the day, just like he wanted us to know and observe the beginning of months, the first month of the year unto us. He also wanted us to praise him from the rising of the sun. Why? Because that is the beginning of the day. That is the first part of the day. This is why. And not only there, let me show you this. In the book of Leviticus 19, for the scripture says, wisdom is the principal thing, but with all thy getting, get understanding. Watch this. Leviticus 19. You wrote these scriptures down. Now what I want you to do is apply your wisdom. Not your emotions, but your wisdom, that you might get understanding. In Leviticus 19, watch what it says, the 23rd verse. And when ye come into the land and shall have planted all manner of trees for food, then ye shall count the fruit thereof as uncircumcised. The year shall it be as uncircumcised unto you, it shall not be eaten of. You can't eat it the first year. You can't eat it the second year. You can't eat it the third year. And why? I know you all will come up with some slick talk like, because the fruit, it don't do certain things then. And you got to wait a certain amount of time. Some of your enemies told you. But that's not what Yahweh said. He said it's uncircumcised. And Yahweh don't deal with the uncircumcised. He deal with those that are circumcised. And watch what he say after that, 4th verse. But in the 4th year, all the fruit thereof shall be holy to praise Yah withal. In other words, after planting all these trees, the very first time we can even bring some to Yahweh, the very first time, was not the first year, was not the second year, was not the third year, but the fourth year. The fourth year. That was the first time in the beginning time that we can bring an offering unto Yahweh. And why? Because you're going to learn something about this fourth. Why would Yahweh do this? Why would he start his years? Why would he start with his months? Why would he start these days at the fourth day? And you're going to see why. You're going to see, you're going to understand this thing. Watch what the Creator says concerning not only his praise, but what he wanted done first. Watch this. In the book of Zechariah, show you this. Which is another thing that many of our people don't know, and we're revealing it to you right now. Do you realize when the Creator sent our people into captivity, the only captivity that Yahweh counted, the only captivity that Yahweh gave a number to, was with the fourth tribe. And you're gonna understand why. It was just with the fourth tribe among our captivities when he gave numbers, like 70 years in Babylon. Even the 400-year captivity that we're serving out today, that wasn't for everybody. That was just with the fourth tribe. And who was the fourth tribe? Yehuda. And you're going to learn something. Even when our people was in Egypt, most of the years they was there free people. Only part in Egypt was through affliction. And Yahweh never called it a captivity. He called it a sojourning in the land of Egypt. But watch this in the book of Zechariah, so you can see exactly what I mean and what are we speaking about. Teach us the number of days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Here it is. We're talking about the fourth. And you're going to see why we're talking about the fourth. Our people don't know what year they in. First, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. All they know is they in 2018, which is not even in the book. That's not in the book. Who gave you 2018? Your enemies. Who gave you 1619? Your enemies. Who gave you 1611? Your enemies. But Yahweh said he will do nothing but what he first revealed unto the servants, the prophets. And let's see how Yahweh has revealed to us his time, his years, his months, his days, and what he will do first. We see what he did on the fourth day, how the years and the months was born, how they began. Watch this. In the book of Zechariah, the 14th chapter, and we're going to go back a little bit. Instead of Zechariah 14, let us go to Zechariah, the 12th chapter. I want you to see this. starting at the fifth verse. It says, and the governors of Yehuda shall say in their heart, the inhabitants of Jerusalem shall be my strength, and Yahweh of hosts their Elohim. In that day will I make the governors of Yehuda like a hearth of fire among the wood, and like a torch of fire in a sheaf. And they shall devour all people round about, on the right hand and on the left. And Jerusalem shall be inhabited again in her own place, even in Jerusalem. Now watch this. Watch this seventh verse. Yahweh also shall save the tents of Yehuda first. Now, why will Yahweh save them first? This is what you have to ask yourself. We see on the fourth day, this was the beginning of month. It was the first month of the year unto us. What day? The fourth. We see in the book of Leviticus, the 19th chapter, where Yahweh say, not the first year, not the second year, not the third year, all the fruit shall be uncircumcised. But in the fourth year, they shall be holy to praise Yah with all. So when was the first time we were able to praise Yahweh? The very first time with our fruit. The fourth year. And look what it says here. Yahweh also shall save the tents of Yehuda first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Yehuda. And why first? Because they represents Yahweh first. That's why he's going to save them first, because they are the fourth tribe. The fourth not only represents Yahweh's praise, but it also a sign what Yahweh and how Yahweh will bring about something for the first time. This is first. This is what he would do with Yehuda. They really represent his firstborn. And I'm going to show you that. Even though in the scriptures, I know it say Ephraim is the firstborn tribe. And they are. But you're going to see what Yehuda represents when it comes to Yahweh first. Not only will they be saved first, but watch this. Still dealing with the fourth and how it is first. The beginning. First. Watch this. If you don't believe, let me finish reading this. And in that day, shall Yahweh defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David. And the house of David shall be as Elohim, as the angel of Yahweh before them. Who's going to be as an angel? The house of David. And who is that? Well, that's the tribe of Yehuda. That's the family within the tribe of Yehuda, which is the fourth tribe. And as I told you before, in terms of our captivities, see, the scripture says, thy people shall be in a land that is not theirs, and they shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. But I was talking about Yehuda. I wasn't talking about all Israel. So if you want to look at somebody, you want to watch somebody, you don't watch what China doing. You don't watch what's going on with Russia. You don't watch what's going on with Syria. No, you watch Yehuda. Because Yehuda is where all the eyes should be on. That's who everybody should be watching. Why? Because Yahweh, according to his word, will do with them what he would do first and at the beginning. Whether it's the beginning of our captivity and our demise, or whether it is the end when he goes to recover and deliver and redeem our people. It is Yehuda who you have to watch. And not because they are Yehuda, because they are the fourth. And let's continue teaching you this thing. Watch this. When our people went in captivity in Babylon, and they were there for 70 years. Well, when did they go? Well, let me show you. In the book of Jeremiah, the 25th chapter. Jeremiah 25. Here we see that Yehuda shall be saved first. Our months, years and days first began, was born on the fourth day. All the various fruits that we brought to Yahweh had to be brought in the fourth year for the very first time. And watch what this says in the book of Jeremiah, the 25th chapter. The word that came to Jeremiah concerning all the people of Yehuda in the fourth year of Joachim, the son of Josiah, king of Yehuda. That was the first year of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. Now, why is it the fourth year of Joachim? But yet, it is the first year of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. And when were we there? Well, 70 years. And when did you think they started the count? Well, in the fourth year of Jehoiakim. He the one went into captivity. And watch what it says. The which Jeremiah the prophet spake unto all the people of Yehuda and to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, talking about some of our priests and others that was there, from the 13th year of Josiah, the son of Amon, king of Yehuda, even unto this day, that is the 23rd year, the word of Yah came unto me, and I have spoken unto you, rising early, speaking, but ye have not hearkened. And Yahweh has sent unto you all his servants, the prophets. Even I'm telling you, he's doing that today. But are you listening? Sending them, but ye have not hearkened, nor incline your ear to hear. They said, turn again. Now everyone from his evil way and from the evil of your doings, dwell in the land that Yahweh have given unto you and to your fathers forever and ever, and go not after other deities to serve them and to worship them, and to provoke me not to anger with the work of your hands, and I will do you no hurt. Yet ye have not hearkened unto me, says Yahweh, that ye might provoke me to anger with the work of your hands to your own hurt. Therefore, thus is Yahweh, because ye have not heard my words, Behold, I will send and take all the families of the north, says Yahweh. And Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and will bring them against this land and against the inhabitants thereof and against all these nations round about, and will utterly destroy them and make them an astonishment, a hissing, and a perpetual desolation. Moreover, I will take them from the voice of mirth, the voice of gladness, the voice of bridegroom, the voice of bride, the sound of milestones, the light of the candle. And this whole land shall be a desolation and astonishment, and these nations serve the king of Babylon 70 years. And when was this? The fourth year of King Jehoiakim. And yes, he went into captivity, and he was under this Nebuchadnezzar, in which it was his first year. Because this is what he would do first. See, he did it at the fourth year of Jehoiakim, but it was the first year of Nebuchadnezzar, Babylon. And why? Because little do people know what the fourth really represents. Yes, it represents Yahweh's praise. People don't know this is what Yahweh would do first. Why do you think Yahweh waited to the fourth to begin his years and his months and his days? Why do you think it was born then? Because that's what he would do first. Because Yahweh won his praise. Why did Yahweh say from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, Yah's name is to be praised? Because this is when Yahweh first wanted his praise. He didn't want his praise when you could barely see anything. No, he wanted you to see his full glory. And when was that? When he put them lights in the heaven. And when was that? On the fourth. And when did Yahweh want you to bring this beautiful, glorious, righteous fruit? Not in the first year. Not in the second year. Not in the third year. But rather in the fourth year. And when did Yahweh desire to save? When he saved his people, who did he desire to save first? Did not it say Yehuda? Yes, it did. That's who he would save first. Because this is what Yahweh will do first. And not only that, that's Babylon. But what did Yahweh do in Egypt? If you go to the book of Genesis, our people was in Egypt 430 years, not 400, not 390, not 410, not 429, 430 years. Don't let these people who are not sent by Yahweh to teach you otherwise. As in, it's an error. Watch what Yahweh says. How was this thing born in Egypt? And watch this in the book of Genesis. Because I want you to see how this thing really got kicked off. And many of you all know the story. And it was kicked off when Joseph was sold into Egypt. Now, that's not when the count started, the 430 years. But let me show you who kicked this thing off. Watch this. In the book of Genesis, and we're going to go to the 30. Watch what this is. Genesis 37. The 12th verse, reading the 9th verse. And he dreamed yet another dream, and told it his brethren, and said, behold, I have dreamed a dream more. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. And he told it to his father and to his brethren. And his father rebuked him and said unto him, what is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brother indeed come down to bow down ourselves to thee, to the earth? And his brethren envied him, but his father observed the same. And his brother went to feed their father's flock in Shechem. And Israel said unto Joseph, do not thy brethren feed the flock in Shechem? Come, and I will send thee unto them. And he said to him, here am I. And he said to him, go, I pray thee, see whether it be well with thy brother, well with the flock, and bring me word again. So he went, sent him out of the vale of Hebron, and he came to Shechem. And a certain man found him, and behold, he was wandering in the field. And the man asked him, saying, what seekest thou? And he said, I seek my brother. And tell me, I pray thee, where they feed their flocks. And the man said, they are departed hence. For I heard them say, let us go to Dothan. And Joseph went after his brethren and found them in Dothan. And when they saw him afar off, even before he came near unto them, they conspired against him to slay him. And they said one to another, behold, this dreamer cometh. And they said, and come now, therefore, and let us slay him and cast him into some pit. And we will say some evil beast have devoured him. And we will see what will become of his dreams. And Reuben heard it, and he delivered him out of their hands. And said, let us not kill him. And Reuben said unto them, shed no blood, but cast him into this pit that is in the wilderness, and lay no hand upon him, that he might rid him out of their hands to deliver him to his father again. So this was Reuben. Reuben wanted to do the right thing. He wanted to deliver Joseph. He just wanted to figure out how he was going to do it. But watch the 23rd verse. And it came to pass when Joseph was come unto his brother, that they stripped Joseph out of his coat of many colors that was on him. And they took him, cast him into the pit, and the pit was empty, and there was no water in it. And they sat down to eat bread, and they lifted up their eyes and looked, and behold, a company of Ishmaelites came from Gilead with the camels bearing spicery and balm and myrrh, going to carry it down to Egypt. And Yehuda said unto his brother, what profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? Now, who said this? Yehuda. Even though Reuben thought to deliver his brother out of their hands, the one that actually did something for real was Yehuda. And watch what Yehuda did. And Yehuda said unto his brother, what profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? Come, and let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him, for he is our brother and our flesh. And his brother were content So who was it that really delivered yourself out of the hands of his brother? It was Yehuda. And Yehuda was the one who sent him down into Egypt. Of course, through the Most High. Then there passed by the Midianites merchant, and they drew and lifted up yourself out of the pit and sold yourself to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver, and they brought yourself into Egypt. And Reuben returned unto the pit, and behold, Yosef was not in the pit. And he rent his clothes. And he returned unto his brother and said, the child is not, and I, whither shall I go? And they took Yosef coat and killed a kid of goats, dipped the coat in the blood, and they sent the coat of many colors, and they brought it to their father and said, this have we found. Know now whether it be thy son's coat or no. Course, they tricked their father. By whose hand was his life spared? And by whose hand did he go down into Egypt? Yehuda. And you're going to see Yehuda playing the role that he's supposed to play in this whole kingdom. Not only Creator said in the future, Yehuda shall be saved first. But it was Yehuda, the tribe of Yehuda, in the fourth year of Joachim, in the first year of Nebuchadnezzar, went into Babylon. And here it was by the hand of Yehuda that Yosef went into Egypt. But when did they go into Egypt? Well, watch this. In the book of Genesis 41, the very first verse, it says, and it came to pass at the end of 2 full years, not the beginning, but at the end of 2 full years, which lets you know, if it's at the end of 2 full years, then it must be at the beginning of the third year. And it was. If you know what the third represents, this will be nothing to you, because the third represents Yahweh's messenger. And let me show you what happened to show you that it does. That Pharaoh dreamed, and behold, he's still by the river. And behold, there came up out of the river 7 well-favored kine and fat flesh, and they fed in the meadow. And behold, 7 other kine came up after them out of the river, ill-favored, lean flesh, stood by the other kine upon the brink of the river. And the ill-favored and the lean flesh kine did eat up the 7 well-favored and fat kine. So Pharaoh woke. My goodness, this dream. But he wasn't finished. And he slept and dreamed a second time. It's the same night, but it's just a second time he's dreaming. And behold, 7 ears of corn came up upon one stalk, rank and good. And behold, 7 thin ears, blasted with the east wind, sprung up after them. And the 7 thin ears devoured the 7 rank full ears. And Pharaoh awoke. And behold, it was a dream. And it came to pass in the morning. That's how you know there was 2 dreams that night, that his spirit was troubled. And he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt and all the wise men thereof. And Pharaoh told them his dream, but there was none that could interpret them unto Pharaoh. Then spake the chief butler unto Pharaoh, saying, I do remember my faults this day. Pharaoh was wroth with his servants, put me inward. And the captain of the guard's house, both me and the chief baker, we dreamed a dream in one night, I and he. We dreamed each man according to the interpretation of his dream. And there was there with us a young man, an Hebrew, servant of the captain of the guard. And we told him, and he interpreted to us our dreams to each man according to his dream he did interpret. And it came to pass, interpreted to us, so it was. Me he restored unto my office, and him he hanged. And what year was this? The third year. And watch what happened in this third year. Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph. They brought him hastily out of the dungeon. He shaved himself, changed his raiment, came into Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I've dreamed a dream, and there is none that can interpret it. And I've heard say of thee that thou canst understand a dream to interpret it. And Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, it is not in me. Elohim shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. And of course, Pharaoh told Joseph the dream. And this is what it says in the 25th verse. And Joseph said unto Pharaoh, the dream of Pharaoh is one, and Elohim have showed Pharaoh what he is about to do. The seven good kind are 7 years. The seven good ears are 7 years. The dream is one. And the 17 thin and ill-favored kind that came up after them are 7 years. And the seven empty ears blasted with the seven east wind shall be 7 years of famine. This is the thing which I have spoken unto Pharaoh. What Elohim is about to do, he showeth unto Pharaoh. Behold, there come 7 years of great plenty throughout all the land of Egypt. And there shall arise after them 7 years of famine, and all the plenty shall be forgotten in the land of Egypt. And the famine shall consume the land, and the plenty shall not be known in the land by reason of the famine following, for it shall be very grievous. And for that the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh twice, it is because the thing is established by Elohim, and Elohim will shortly bring it to pass. Now, therefore, let Pharaoh look out a man discreet and wise. Sail him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land. Take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt in the seven plenteous years. Let them gather all the fruit of those good years that come. Lay up corn under the hand of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities. And that the food shall be for store to the land against the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land perish not through the famine. And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh, and in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said unto his servant, can we find such as one as this is, a man in whom the spirit of Elohim is? And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as Elohim has showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house. According unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only enthroned will I be greater than thou. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. And what year was this? The third year. And what year did the 7 years of plenty come? That third year. And why? Because the thing was established by Elohim, and he was going to bring this to pass now. And how old was Joseph when this took place? In the 46th verse, it'll tell you. And Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh and went throughout all the land of Egypt. And in the seven plenteous years, the earth brought forth by handfuls. In other words, they began to collect. He was 30 at this time. 7 years had passed. It started at the third year, and 7 years later, the fourth year, the fifth year, the sixth, the seventh, the first, and the second, and back to the third year. 7 years of plenty, because this is how Yahweh count. Yahweh don't count like the heathens count. Nobody had to go to Egypt because Yahweh had blessed the whole earth. 7 years of plenty, but the 7 years of famine will come. And this is when the children of Israel will come into Egypt. But when? Let us see. In the book of Genesis 45. And watch what it says. The very first verse. Then Yosef could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him. And he cried, cause every man to go out from me. And there stood no man with him, while Yosef made himself known unto his brethren. And he wept aloud. And the Egyptians and the house of Pharaoh heard. And Yosef said unto his brethren, I am Yosef. Do my father yet live? And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. And Yosef said unto his brethren, come near to me, I pray you. And they came near. And he said, I am Yosef, your brother, whom ye sold into Egypt. Now, therefore, be not grieved, nor angry with yourselves, that ye sold me here. For Elohim did send me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years have the famine been in the land, and yet there are 5 years in which there shall neither be earing nor harvest. So here they are in the second year of the famine. If the famine started in the third year and there were 7 years of plenty, we're back at the third year. Now we're in the second year of the famine. So the third year was the famine. And then the second year of that famine was the fourth year. And in this fourth year, which is the second year of the famine, this is what's going on. For these 2 years have the famine been in the land, and yet there are 5 years in which there shall neither be any nor harvest. And Elohim sent me before you to preserve your posterity in the earth, and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now it was not you that sent me here, but Elohim. And he hath made me a father to Pharaoh, master of all his house, ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. Hashi, go up to my father and say unto him, thus said thy son Yosef, Elohim hath made me master of all Egypt. Come down unto me, tarry not, and thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen, and thou shalt be near unto me, thou and thy children and thy children's children, and thy flocks and thy herds, and all that thou hast. And there will I nourish thee, for yet there are 5 years of famine, lest thou and thy household and all that thou hast come to poverty. And behold, your eyes see, eyes of my brother Benjamin, that it is my mouth that's speaking unto you. And ye shall tell my father of all my glory in Egypt and of all that ye have seen. And ye shall haste and bring down my father here. And he fell upon his brother Benjamin's neck and wept. Benjamin wept upon his neck. Moreover, he kissed all his brethren and wept upon them. And after that, his brethren talked with him. As you can see, when Yosef called for all the brothers, the whole family, children of Israel, to come down to Egypt, it was in the fourth year of Yah's Sabbath of years, which was the second year of the famine. And how do we know that? Because at the end of 2 years, which was the third year, three come after two, there were 7 years of plenty. And after the 7 years of plenty, there were 7 years of famine. But the children of Israel came down into Egypt. They were called down into Egypt. They were brought down into Egypt the second year of the famine. The first year was the third year. The second year was the fourth year. And why the fourth year? Because that's what Yahweh would do first. So when our people first went into Egypt, it was the fourth year. And when our people first went into Babylon for 70 years, it was the fourth year. And when Yahweh started his months, his years, and his days, it was the fourth day. And when our people, and he started his beginning of months, the first month of the year, the fourth day. And when Yahweh wanted his first fruits, it was the fourth year. And when Yahweh said his people, his tribe, who will be saved first, the tents of Yehuda, they will be saved first. And why? Because the fourth not only represents Yahweh's praise, but it also lets you know what Yahweh will do first. Because Yahweh wants his praise first. So it makes sense why Yahweh said, from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, Yah's name is to be praised. Because what comes first? The sun. That comes first. When you think the day begins in the morning. No wonder the law states in the book of Numbers 28. Turn there. In the book of Numbers 28. And Yahweh said unto Moshe, saying, command the children of Israel and say unto them, the very first verse, my offering and my bread for sacrifices made by fire for a sweet savior unto me, shall ye observe to offer unto me in their due season. Did not he say these lights for signs, season, days, and years? Well, when is the first season? Well, Yahweh going to show you. And thou shalt say unto them, this is the offering made by fire, which ye shall offer unto Yahweh. Two lambs of the first year. And why the first year? Because Yahweh want was first, without spot, day by day, for a continued burnt offering. The one lamb. And what does it mean about the one lamb? The first lamb thou shalt offer in the morning. And why the morning? Because it comes first. And the other lamb, what's the other lamb? The second lamb, thou shalt offer at even. You don't offer the evening offering before the morning offering. When the morning offering comes first, and Yahweh wants what's first. And why? Because what's first, Yahweh did it at the fourth. Show you this. Watch what he said in the book of Psalm 89. Psalm 89. The 19th verse. Thou spakest in vengeance to thy Holy One, and said, I've laid help upon one that is mighty. I've exalted one chosen out of the people. And who is this? It's going to tell you. I found David, my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him. And what tribe did David come from? The tribe of Yehuda. And watch what it says about this David. that come from the tribe of Yehuda. With him, with whom my hand shall be established, my arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the sons of wickedness afflict him. I will beat down his foes before his face and plague them that hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. I will set his hand also in the sea, and his right hand in the rivers. He shall cry unto me, Thou art my Father, my Elohim, and the rock of my salvation. And watch the 27th verse. Also, I will make him my firstborn, higher than the kings of the earth. And why firstborn? Because I told you, this is what Yahweh would do for first. And when did he do it? When he, will he save Yehuda? First. Who is his firstborn king? David. From the tribe of Yehuda. Who prays first? Well, let me show you. In the book of Genesis 49. When is the beginning of months? The first month of the year? The fourth day. When do you bring all the fruits to praise Yah to be holy? The fourth year. When did our people walk down into Egypt? During the time of famine? The fourth year. When did our people go down into Babylon? The fourth year of Jehoiakim. Genesis 49. Watch what it says. The eighth verse. Yehuda, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. Why? Why praise him? Because he was the fourth born from Jacob. The fourth born of Leah. Thy hand shall be in the neck of thy enemies, and thy father's children shall bow down before thee, as it was prophesied. Just a couple more scriptures. Watch this. In the book of Isaiah, the 11th chapter. So ask yourself now, if Yahweh will do these things first, at the fourth, when do you think our people went into captivity in America? Here it is, our people, and came off on slave ships. A lot of our people don't even know. They talking about, we don't know when Yahweh started this count. Well, I know when he started this count, because I know when he started all his counts, because he tell you in the scriptures. If you learn to number your days and apply your heart unto wisdom, as the scripture teaches, Yahweh will do nothing but what he first revealed unto the servants, the prophets. Well, I tell you exactly when Yahweh had our people come off them slave ships, captivity, and when Yahweh is going to redeem us. Because Yahweh didn't leave us destitute. Isaiah 11th chapter. In the book of Isaiah 11th chapter, watch what it says. The 12th verse. And he shall set up an ensign for the nations, and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel, and gather together the dispersed of Yehuda from the four corners of the earth. Why four corners? And what do the four represent? Praise. What do the fourth represent, Yehuda? What do the fourth represent? What Yahweh will do first. He did it in Babylon. He did it in Egypt. And he will do it in America. And you will see with your own eyes. And I may add, I'll save that for tomorrow. Last scripture in the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah, the 16th chapter. And this is what it says, the 14th verse. Therefore, behold, the days come, says Yahweh, that it shall no more be said that Yahweh liveth, that brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. But Yahweh liveth, that brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north, and from all the lands whither he had driven them, and bring them again into their land that I gave unto their fathers. Behold, I will send for many fishers, says Yahweh, and they shall fish them. And after will I send for many hunters, and they shall hunt them from every mountain, from every hill, and out of all the holes of the rock. For my eyes are upon all their ways. They are not hid from my face, neither is their iniquity hid from my eyes. And watch what the 18th verse says. And first, I will recompense their iniquity and their sin double, because they have defiled my land, they have filled my inheritance with their carcasses, of their detestable and abominable things. Because this is what Yahweh will do first. Till tomorrow. Yahweh love you. And so do I. Shalom.
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trust in you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim, of my salvation. I'm staying down impatient as a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth, and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh, who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything, and to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing, that's why I'm begging y'all for mercy, and it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy.